During the pandemic, drug overdose deaths in the U.S. spiked nearly 30%, reaching the highest level ever recorded. Public health experts point to one major cause, the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia looks at one city's efforts to raise awareness and save lives.
If you can't tell, I'm uncomfortable.
It's a Tuesday night, and around 100 community members have gathered in the cafeteria of Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri. The audience is listening to Willie McCurry, who spent much of his life in and out of prison in St. Louis. McCurry has struggled with addiction, but he hasn't used substances for about a year.
I appreciate everybody clapping for my year, but the main topic of the night for me is Narcan, and without that, I wouldn't have that 12 months.
A year ago, he was in a transitional facility when he intentionally overdosed on fentanyl. He awoke to the captain of the facility on his chest in tears after administering naloxone, also known as Narcan, a medicine that reverses opioid overdoses.
And when I saw him, that's actually what changed me.
McCurry was nervous. It was his first time talking to a crowd this big. But after 24 years of dealing with substance abuse, he says it was important for him to share, and he's found audiences receptive.
People tend to understand. Even those that haven't struggled with addiction, they still can feel the pain, you know.
Naloxone is part of an approach to drug use known as harm reduction. The idea is if people are going to use drugs anyway, providing tools for them and others to do that more safely can help prevent deaths. In the past, opponents of harm reduction have equated it with enabling drug abuse. But there's been a significant cultural shift towards the strategy. The Columbia Police Department organized this event alongside the local health department in response to a rash of overdose deaths in the community. In the past 4 months, 14 Columbia residents have died from overdose, a majority connected with fentanyl. In addition to Narcan, the health department provides free test strips to allow people to test drugs for the presence of the synthetic opioid. Fentanyl is what brought Jim Haney out to the briefing. Haney organizes the local chapter of Narcotics Anonymous for families and friends of those struggling with or lost to substance abuse disorder. Every Wednesday night, he shows up to the local Methodist church to listen.
You know, we don't give advice. We tend to just express ourselves, and hopefully that'll help somebody else.
Haney lost his son Scott 3 years ago to a fentanyl overdose. He says Scott had struggled with substance abuse for most of his life, but had finally gotten clean for 10 months before overdosing. Haney supports harm reduction strategies, including test strips, and says his son likely didn't know he was taking fentanyl.
So what he probably thought he was buying heroin was nothing but straight fentanyl. They said it probably killed him instantly.
That's a problem, as experts say fentanyl has progressively spread into new states. So there are more people encountering it for the first time, including in stimulants like cocaine and meth. Dr. Dan Ciccaroni studies drug use, including fentanyl, at the University of California, San Francisco.
It's kind of the Wild West, you know. It's doing different things in different places.
Ciccaroni has worked with the past two presidential administrations and says the adoption of harm reduction has grown. He says it took 20 years for mainstream adoption of naloxone, and he points to the much quicker uptake of test strips as a sign of change.
The fentanyl test strips have gone from underground literally 5 years ago to being on the FDA's hit list for promotion. It shows you that harm reduction is no longer a dirty phrase.
Ciccaroni says the Biden administration has taken a progressive stance on harm reduction strategies, and he believes that approach will continue. Nevertheless, Ciccaroni and others say fentanyl is here to stay. And as the drug spreads, increasing awareness will only become more critical. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, Side Effects Public Media.